This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Kent Burgess is on the line. He's currently calling us from a conference, actually, in South Australia. Kent is the acting CEO and the Director of Services. Good morning, Kent.
Good morning, Taz.
Great to have you online. You're in the studio with Terry Laidler and Robert Doyle.
Hi, Kent.
Terrific.
Hi, Kent.
So, are you pleased about going to St Kilda?
Look, we're very excited. I mean, for the Victorian AIDS Council, it's a bit of a... It feels like a bit of a homecoming. Our first positive living centre was in Ackland Street back in the 90s. And of course, the City of Port Phillip's always been supportive of our community and diversity. And every year we always enjoy the Pride March down Fitzroy Street. So you know, we think...
I'll get that event into the City of Melbourne too, Kent. Don't worry about that.
You can have Moomba. There's a bit of competition here, Kent.
I love this healthy competition / collaboration between the council.
Kent, so we're
really excited.
I'm very excited for you, and I think it'll be a wonderful Australian first. I am personally disappointed, as I said earlier, that you're not going to be in the city. I would have loved to have had you here, but I understand completely why you're going to Fitzroy Street, and I'm just delighted for you.
Can I tackle a slightly fawny one that somebody asked me to ask about, actually. VOC is both, you know, a policy advocacy body and a service provision body, and the services you provide are not just to gay men. And then I think people were saying, is there some problem for VAC if you move your service provision functions into a Pride centre?
Well, for us, I mean, our strategic plan and our constitution both reflect that we provide services across the LGBTI community, and obviously that's been a shift as we expand beyond the HIV landscape. So we think there's a really good fit between, and one of the things about the Pride Centre is it's a clean slate where we can celebrate all of the beautiful alphabet soup of diversity that is our community. So we think, you know, we can be a big part of that, and we also, you know, welcome in all the other orgs that reflect the different colours of our rainbow.
So you'll centralise services there, or will you continue to have a few venues?
I mean, we have, as Robert said, we're lucky enough to have a magnificent facility in the Positive Living Centre just up the road in South Yarra on Commercial Road. The old Braille Library. That specifically services our HIV community. That works really, really well. And, you know, we don't necessarily see that that changing. But we also deliver a whole lot of services from our Claremont Street site, from our existing medical practice in Fitzroy Street. So, you know, we have a diversity of services outside of the working with HIV positive people, and they all need a home because, you know, obviously... Everyone knows we're moving out of Claremont Street.
You're actually locked into moving there, are you?
I mean, the VAC board has demonstrated, you know, our commitment to being part of the Pride Centre. We're absolutely committed. We haven't finalised our negotiation on behalf of our members in order to, you know exactly what that will look like.
Or what parts of what's quite a diverse operation it would be more or less suitable for.
That's right. But, I mean, we're really committed to that being our head office, putting in all, you know, our policy advocacy services, but also having a really vibrant health and community service hub there. So, you know, we want to have, you know, a vibrant LGBTI medical practice there. We want to have prevention services. We want counselling. We want alcohol and drug and mental health services.
It's Robert here, Kent. Can I tell you, I want you to manage my real estate portfolio for me. And here's why. I actually put you into the Braille and Talking Book Library in Commercial Road all those years ago. And the agreement was at that time that in the fullness of time you'd sell Claremont Street, and that would you know make up part of the move to the Braille and Talking Book Library in Commercial Road. Now, jump forward a couple of decades, you've kept Claremont Street. You've kept Commercial Road.
No, they've sold Claremont Street.
Oh, you've sold Claremont Street. That's right. You've sold Claremont Street now.
Yep.
And you've just collected a quick $13 million worth from, the humble ratepayers like me of the city of Port Phillip. So I think you've done an outstanding job of advocacy in order to get this in. Well done. Good on you.
Well, thank you. But that's us, and it's our partners, of course, at Joy and our other key partners.
Yes, Joy are dead to me now, mate. They're dead to me. They're moving to St Kilda. You know, I'm sorry. I don't travel to the outer suburbs to do interviews. It's as simple as that.
We all love our relationship with the city of Melbourne, and that's absolutely going to continue in lots of ways.
That's what you think. Yeah. No, look, look, it's a great announcement, and I really hope it's going to be in the way you've described it. It's not just a building; it's the integration of your services and the ability, I think, to be an absolute flagship, and so I couldn't be more pleased. And I think the whole idea of the Pride Centre was an inspired one. As I say, I'm just sorry it's not in the city of Port, in the city of Melbourne, but I'm delighted that we're going to have it in Fitzroy Street.
Ken, just before we wind up, just a couple of points. I understand the VOC is making a substantial contribution to the project. Can you comment on that?
We hope to. So what I can say is that, obviously it's on the public record that we sold Claremont Street and we have the money from that sale, and we are needing a new home, and we're committed to the Pride Centre being that home. So we're just interested in making sure that what we invest into our new home is, the Pride Centre is a separate, independent, not-for-profit entity. So we just want to make sure that we protect the investment of those wise decision-making makers in VAC's members' path.
And fair enough.
Kent, where is it on... Sorry, I can't quite picture where it is on Fitzroy Street. What is the
old Munro's restaurant. Okay. Next door to the Jackson Street pharmacy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's diagonal. Yeah, that's right. It's on the corner of Little Side Street running down to Jackson. There's a pharmacy there.
Yeah.
There. We have our existing VAC Centre Clinic. Yep. Medical practice around the back. No, it's sort of diagonally opposite the Gatwick.
Yeah, I know exactly.
It has three street frontages.
Yes, yeah, which is great. Yeah.
Mm. So we don't actually the building that is on offer and the space includes the car park at the back, but it doesn't include the pharmacy building directly on the corner.
Okay.
At this point.
So what's your bid there?
At this point. No, that's right. Oh, my goodness. World domination. That's what's next.
We're waiting for a generous donor to see the benefit of us having that corner frontage and coming forward to support us, of course.
Ken, maybe you should talk to the City of Melbourne.
No, not a chance.
Chemist Warehouse.
I reiterate, I think I'm going to have Kent manage my real estate portfolio for me because they're ambitious and they're good, and good luck to them.
Ken, thank you very much for your time. We will continue this conversation with Jude Munro shortly. Yep. Have a great conference, and thank you for taking some time out to speak with us.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.